Morning to each one. Greetings in the precious name of Jesus. I'd like to write something up here on the board. This morning, I would like to remind us briefly about our great high priest. It's been a blessing to me and encouragement. So I really appreciate the opening thoughts, Brother Mose, and thank you for your prayer. Maybe we could just bow briefly again and pray. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we ponder this subject of our great high priest, we are in awe of you. And so we bow in your presence and worship you. We pray that this would bring encouragement and strength where needed in whatever anyone is facing, Lord. We pray that you bless them. Thank you, Lord, for the great high priest, Lord Jesus, that you are. We just pray that you would feed your people, Lord, today. Thank you for your people. Bless them in your name. Amen. Amen. This morning So what's on my heart is our great high priest. And I know my dad is touched on that in Hebrews already, and I'm not. He did a wonderful job. I guess I'm just here to remind us about it a little bit again, because it was encouraging for me to think about it in that way. And Hebrews has a lot to say. I might be jumping kind of back and forth through Hebrews a little bit. And my goal is just to turn our minds to our great high priest and how capable he is and what he has done, and how much better he is than what was before him, the law and everything else. He's so much better in the opportunities that we have. And so maybe we could start in Hebrews chapter 3. And let's just start there in verse 1. Hebrews 3:1. Says, wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus. So there's that word consider, and that's what I'd like to do today, is briefly consider our high priest, Christ Jesus, and what he has done, and how just amazing sacrifice he made for us. And through considering him, may we be encouraged and strengthened in our walk with him. Jesus was faithful as a son. Verses 2 through 6, and there in chapter 3, who was faithful to him that appointed him, as also Moses was faithful in all his house. For this man was counted worthy of more glory than Moses. More glory than Moses. Inasmuch as he who hath builded the house hath more honor than the house. There we get a picture. For every house is builded by some man, but he that built all things is God. And Moses verily was faithful in all his house as a servant for a testimony of those things which were to be spoken after, but Christ as a son over his own house, whose house are we if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end. So the thought with those verses there I'd like to bring out is, as a son, he was faithful. And when I think about a son, there's more responsibilities normally for a son than just a servant or a hireling. A lot of times a servant, maybe they come and do their job and then they go back home. A son, in my mind, if he's a faithful son, there's responsibilities to carry out. Maybe it's even later on in the evening or early in the morning, or it's not just a certain time. It's just whatever needs to be done, you know, as a son. But Jesus was faithful as a son. He went beyond just a servant. He was a son. That just stood out to me. And as you think about the love that God has for us in sending his son to die for us, and then the way that Jesus humbled himself and he was faithful to God in coming down to this earth. Just blessed me to think about that. And then the next thing, number two, is Jesus was fully a man. Hebrews 2, 14 through 18. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same. So it's very clear there that he was the same. He took part of flesh and blood. There's no denying that. He was also fully God, and we know that. But that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. For verily he took not on him the nature of angels, here it is again, but he took on him the seed of Abraham. And this is going on here. Wherefore in all things it behooved him to be made like his unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. For in that he himself hath suffered being tempted, he is able to succor them that are tempted. So it was necessary for him to be a faithful high priest for us. It was necessary that he would be like his brethren. So he knows what we face. That touches my heart. That he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. But he did not have any sin in his life. Praise God for that. So this is what I'd like to get out of this portion is, this is one thing that enables Jesus to be a faithful and merciful high priest. And may we remember that. He came and he was like unto us, and he knows what we go through. Another thing, Jesus now has the experience of being tempted, and he is able to succor them that are tempted. So he wants to be our friend, and he knows what we go through in life, and he's there as a mediator for us to God. And it's just want to bring our minds to that, our great high priest. What a blessing we have. So I'd like to go over to Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14 through 16. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted, like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. So there again, I just like to, our thoughts again, just to turn to that. That's amazing to me that he was flesh and blood as we are, and he was tempted like we are. And he understands that he's able to be a faithful and merciful high priest. Going on, number three, Jesus was made a high priest with an oath. Hebrews 7, 19 through 21. For the law made nothing perfect, but the bringing in of a better hope did, by the which we draw nigh unto God. And inasmuch as not without an oath, he was made priest. For those priests were made without an oath, but this with an oath, by him that said unto him, the Lord swear and will not repent, thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. So the point I'd like to make there is, it seems like the Lord God swore Jesus into the priesthood. It's like it's an oath that will stand forever. And may we just rest in that. Rest in that it's not, Jesus isn't one of those that will be a high priest just for a little bit, but he's our high priest. It's made an oath by Jesus, by God. So praise the Lord for that. Jesus has an unchangeable priesthood, and this kind of goes together with that. Hebrews 7, 22 through 25. By so much was Jesus made a surety of a better testament, and they truly were not priests, because they were not suffered to continue by reason of death. But this man, because he continueth forever, hath an unchangeable priesthood. Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. So may that encourage our hearts. The thought with this is an unchangeable priesthood, one that abideth forever and ever. And he is able to save us if we come to him to the uttermost. And he makes intercession for us. May that also encourage our hearts. Unchangeable. Because of this, Jesus is able to save us to the uttermost if we come to him. Number 5, Jesus is holy, harmless, undefiled, and separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens. Hebrews 7:26. For such an high priest became us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens. I think that should also bring comfort to our hearts. He is holy. He's separate from sinners, and he calls us to a holy life, and he leads by example. He's not one that is saying, trying to tell us to be holy, but he wasn't holy himself. He was holy. And so he's showing us by an example how to live. Jesus, number 6, Jesus doesn't need to offer sacrifices daily, first for his own sins and then for the people's. For this he did once when he offered up himself. Hebrews 7:27-28. Who needeth not daily, as those high priests, to offer up sacrifice, first for his own sins and then for the people's. For this he did once when he offered up himself. For the law maketh men high priests which have infirmity, but the word of the oath, which was since the law, maketh the Son, who is consecrated forevermore. And then Hebrews 8:11-12. And they shall not teach every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for all shall know me, from the least to the greatest. For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. I think I might have got that one a little bit out of context there. Sorry about that. Hebrews 10:12. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God. So, gives a picture of completeness. We can rest assured that we are his sacrifice that he made is enough. It's finished. He sat down at the right hand of God. And then as a summary, we have such an high priest who is set on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens. Chapter 8 here, verse 1 and 2. Now of the things which we have spoken, this is the sum. We have such an high priest who is set on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens. May we worship him. A minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle which the Lord pitched, not man. And then Hebrews 9:24. For Christ is not entered into the holy places made with hands, which are the figures of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us. So may we remember that he became like us. It was necessary so that he could be a faithful and merciful high priest, and now he's up seated on the right hand of God, and he's interceding for us. May that encourage our hearts. These are things that we know, but I just wanted to remind us about our great high priest and what he has done for us. And just some blessings here that I'd like to give because of what our great high priest has done. We are sanctified. Hebrews 10:10 says, By the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. We're sanctified. Praise the Lord. We are perfected. Hebrews 10:14. For by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. Perfection. Think about that. Praise the Lord. We can have God's laws in our hearts and minds. Hebrews 10:16. This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them. That's an amazing thought. We have that opportunity. Our sins are forgiven and forgotten, Hebrews 10:17. And their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Praise the Lord. We can have boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, Hebrews 10:19-20. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which He hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, His flesh, and having an high priest over the house of God. We truly are a blessed people. What is our response to this? May this be our response. Let us draw near, Hebrews 10:22. Let us draw near with a true heart. How? With a true heart, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Praise the Lord. May that be our response from what God has done for us, what Jesus has done. Let us hold fast. May that be our response. Hebrews 10:23. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for He is faithful that promised. Let us hold fast. It's a reminder to hold fast. Let us consider, Hebrews 10:24, and let us consider one another to provoke unto love and good and to good works. That's another one. Can we consider each other and provoke each other to love and good works? May we do that. May we be faithful in that. Another one here that goes together, not forsaking, but exhorting, Hebrews 10:25. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching. So, just a reminder, as we see the day approaching, let's exhort one another and be faithful. Exhort one another to holiness and to godliness and to purity. The day is approaching. The days are evil. We need each other. Let us go forth. Hebrews 13:12-13. Wherefore Jesus also, that He might sanctify the people with His own blood, suffered without the gate. So what is our response? Let us go forth, therefore, unto Him without the camp, bearing His reproach. So, in my mind, I'm thinking, just comes to my mind, are we willing to share the good news of God? Are we willing to bear shame for the name of the Lord? May we be encouraged to do that. Let us go forth and be faithful in that. May that be our response. Let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. Hebrews 13:14-15. For here we have no continuing city, but we seek one to come. By Him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. So may we be encouraged to daily offer praise and thanks to God for what He has done to Jesus. He is worthy of that. And then do good and communicate. Hebrews 13:16. But to do good and to communicate, forget not. For with such sacrifices God is well pleased. And it says there that that's a sacrifice. And it is. To do good and to communicate, it is. Sometimes it seems a little hard to always communicate, but we're encouraged. May that be our response, to do good and communicate. So my heart this morning is just to, I don't know what you're facing. I don't know where you're at in life, but may you be encouraged to press on. God, Jesus is our great high priest, and He's worthy. He is worthy of our praise and our worship in our lives. And may God give you courage and strength to press on. And God bless you all. We appreciate you and love each one of you. And just want to, my heart is just to encourage you along the way here. It's been an encouragement for me. In closing, I guess I'd like to say once again, just if you don't remember much from what I said, just remember that we have a great high priest, and we want to, He has done so much for us, and We truly have an amazing high priest, an amazing opportunity, and may we just go forth with boldness and draw near to Him and seek Him diligently. And in closing here, I'd like to read Hebrews chapter 13, these two verses 20 and 21. Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do His will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in His sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. God bless you.